One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
So Sean was coughing. I wasn't trying to steal his thunder.
You choked me.
Yeah, I didn't even know what that was.
I thought you would just start coughing.
What is that noise? What is that noise? Do you guys hear that noise?
I'm coughing.
Yes. No, it's not me.
Is it just me?
It's the ghost.
Wait, stop talking.
The ghost is back.
Let's take a moment of silence.
Okay, hold up. I think that was it.
Okay, yeah, that was it.
My podcast always sounds like shit.
I like that crackle. It's like one of those candles with
a
wood wick.
Record player in the back.
Yeah,
it's like
very old school.
Hey, we're a lo-fi podcast now. Catch us on the Beats Chill, the Study Two, Relax on
Wait, say it again.
Beats the Chill, Study Two, Relax.
Repeat.
Is that like
on YouTube?
Is that like ASMR radio or whatever?
Yeah.
ASM.
Well, no, not like that.
It's lo-fi beats to study to.
I would listen to that when I take Adderall in college and think I'm going to study and end up rearranging my shoe closet for 30
lo-fi
minutes.
Lo-fi beats to chill, study, relax.
Chill, lo-fi beats to relax and study to.
Yeah, chill, lo-fi beats to relax and study to. YouTube live stream.
Relaxing.
That's all the rage amongst the kids nowadays.
It is. I mean, it's good beats to write to, too.
Yeah, honorary co-host Monty.
Yeah. Making my comeback.
I missed
you guys.
You're here every week in spirit.
It's, oh, you see the single leg takedown by Luis Lopez?
That was sick, dude.
So you got
an MMA plug.
I said
Ron Simmons up next to Luis Lopez, and I just waited.
Live commentating my cat fighting a wrestling doll from 1989.
Hey, so I hit Slim with this question earlier. I need to change my microphone around?
No.
Is it backwards or something?
No, you're talking.
Okay, so when you guys like take your like middle of the night like boner piss. Do you like when it's going
boner piss or is it like a morning boner piss?
Like when it's going two different streams and you need to make a quick decision, what do you do?
That's like a post sex boner piss.
Yeah, that's what I say. You get a little cum scribbled on the end and you gotta like it splits the seas. Like,
what do you mean? What do? You power through it.
So,
but you'll
what
be
you
pissing
mean,
on your shower curtain and then your sink. Like,
yeah, you have to make a decision on which stream to put in the toilet and which one to kind of let hit the
you
back.
Push.
Of the...
You push until the stream becomes one. Yeah.
See,
mine even got the
haven't
prostate.
Haven't you ever had an STD and you've had to like fight through?
Push
come on,
the
you
streams
just,
together.
Oh, get a little extra.
I've had. Never mind.
It's like a reverse Moses.
You just flex.
Weird flex, but okay.
Flex your dick.
Flex that stream.
Jesus. Slim said some smart shit. He said he just squats down.
I just get deeper in the toilet, so both streams hit in the toilet.
Like backwards, like a girl, you
like
sit down on the toilet?
You can do a handstand.
Like you're
fucking
the toilet, kind of?
No, yeah, basically I'm like teabagging my toilet.
Yo, have you ever seen that meme? It's like how people pee or go to the bathroom in gas station bathrooms and dudes like holding all four sides of the wall, just shitting
just
straight
down. Just pissing and shitting and puking at the same time. It's like that. I've worked
and
in a gas station. So
and doing heroin, yes.
It's the lousy it's the Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 266. I'm Sean Ast.
Popping part of.
Slim.
We got Monty in the building.
I'm back.
And then our guest today from the I almost said we out here.
We out here.
From the Before We Leave.
No.
Before we head out.
There we go.
Oh, man.
Before we get going. Hey, Mitch came in here knowing what year Lousy Weather Media is founded. You don't even know what his podcast is called.
That's true.
I came here like such a fucking nerd.
Before we're on our way.
When
before we telegraph our arrival.
Before we head out, podcast. I said it right before we started recording.
Before we started recording, yeah.
Shit. I get
that pen got you, huh?
Yeah, it was great before we were.
I have all the pens.
Before
I got,
we get going. Yeah,
there's a lot of pens on this table right
I got Skittles today.
Oh, how's that?
Skittles.
Skittles. Skittles. Like Zaddy.
Like grapefruit.
Skittles.
Yeah, the Skittles.
Nice.
So, Mitch, you're a comedian. I know nothing about you. Slim said we're bringing Mitch.
Yeah, most people don't.
Fresh young face in the
kind of like how I honestly wanted to keep it up until about, I don't know, a month ago.
Now you want people to know who you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was, you know, I started doing, I wouldn't even call myself necessarily a comedian. Definitely still like on the open mic circuit, but I started... the first few times I went up was when I was living down in Tennessee over in Nashville, and then moved back here.
Hold on, Nashville, Tennessee has I ask this about everybody that goes there, brings it up on the podcast, and everybody's always like, what the fuck are you talking about? But in Nashville, Tennessee, there's like a road with all these bars on it, right? And then when you come up to the end of the road, it's a roundabout with a giant statue of naked people in the center of it.
Yeah, it's right by the Chattahoochee River,
making things up. Yeah, it's real. Okay.
I don't know what that road is. That's right on the water, but the road before that's 2nd Ave, and that's where that shit's at.
It's all those bars. Like, it's funny. You walk down that street at night, and it's like a bunch of...
Broadway.
It's a bunch of people, like, playing cover songs and shit, and then you'll hear, like, Oasis with a country accent and shit.
Yeah.
Someday.
It's a fucking wild place. It was fun living there for a few years.
Geography with
Sean. I wasn't doing any open mics in that highly of a populated area there. It's more like East Nashville, Exidin, who's played a lot of, more so they were known for their music open mics, but they got into
where people are playing Oasis songs.
Champagne
Supernova.
Right, right.
It was awesome. I was like, this is the coolest thing to stand on the street and hear.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Nashville.
No, but Monty told me about Mitch. We went to the Windsor Pub and seen him in Cleveland.
Wow. No, again, you guys are just
Winchester.
Today. The Winchester
like
Music Tavern.
Like Windsor
in Lakewood.
Pub.
Yeah, yeah.
Windsor
pretty popular.
Yeah, that's
popular
like some shitty
there.
Place in Talmadge.
Yeah.
The Windsor
Club. They got good burgers.
The reason I have the Windsor on the brain is because Saturday night I was fucked up.
You guys just don't give a fuck about me. Shut the fuck up.
So I ordered DoorDash, and the only place that was open was the Windsor, right? And I ordered a burger.
They got good burgers.
And some wings, right? And to be delivered. So my, you know, I go get my DoorDash and come back down, and everyone's like plotting, oh, we're going to go to the Lamp Post. And I was like, I'm chilling. I'm just going to eat here, and I'll Uber home when I'm done. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden, my buddies are outside smoking. It was like Robert and them. And they were like, okay, here's your second order. And they hand me another bag that got delivered, and I didn't even know it was here. And I'm like, what? They duplicated my order. So then I had ordered a salad separate, and I had tried to tack it on. And then as soon as they were walking out the door to leave to the lamppost, they go, here's your other fucking order, you fat ass. And literally, I got 3 DoorDash orders. Ran up a $50 charge. Three different people went to the Windsor in their car and dropped me off food from Talmadge to Ellet, and it cost me $50.
I mean, honestly, that's pretty good.
No regrets.
I'll give that slip. That's fine.
I ate it all. It was great. But
you got the whole order twice and then a salad.
And then a salad, yeah. 3 different people got in their cars and brought me food.
That's
great.
Good.
When we saw Mitch perform, though, he was with, you know, like Rob Ward and fucking Brian Kenny.
Brian Kenny, that's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's
awesome.
Who was the headliner on that?
Brett Ernst. And the show was, I don't know if it was hosted, but it was put together by Chad Zumach.
Zumach.
He was pretty fucked up that day.
Oh, Zumach.
He seemed like, from what I
Zumach's
can tell, he's
cool.
Pretty hammered. Yeah, he is.
I've
absolutely
talked to him a few times. He's been here before once, too. Going up to Cleveland is fun, man. Winchester, you said?
Yeah, Winchester Music Tavern. Yeah, on the back. And I got to give it up, though. I mean, Chad, he's the one that put me on the show.
Mm.
So that was pretty much my first time going up.
Well, you're already you're already on a mission to success then.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I waited.
You're like the guy, I don't want anybody to know my name.
Exactly.
But now you're...
Lord Z.
Yeah, coming out of nowhere. Yeah, right?
Invader Z.
Invader Z.
That's hard.
But then you also do the podcast. Mm-hmm. We
haven't.
We're going. Oh yeah, we're getting got.
Before we head out,
there we go.
Yeah.
Just call it Behoo, Sean.
All this stuff got sprung on me.
We're getting out of here.
I didn't get a chance to do my research as you did myself. Man.
Yeah, it took all about 5 minutes. You know. Yeah. It was like, I had to take.
Slipped over your jewel.
It's
literally what I could have been doing the half hour.
Yeah, right.
Half hour while you guys are doing A&A MMA.
Yeah. What about A&A MMA?
Hey, no worries. I mean, I'm just glad you guys even opened the door when
said
I
said I could have been researching Mitch.
To be fair, I didn't. I told Sean when he's washing dishes, like, hey, someone's here. He said, well, open the door.
I felt welcome as soon as I came in. Thanks.
But I've been waiting for this episode with Slim and Monty to come on to check it out, is why I haven't. Checked it out.
Comes out
yet.
Tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, or possibly
yeah, before you check it out. Yeah.
Before I check out, before we head out.
Yeah, yeah.
So you said the episode comes out when?
Either tomorrow, Wednesday, or Friday evening.
And yeah. Now I heard you talking earlier. You said it's
it's about nothing, basically. We talk about cats a lot, to be honest.
Talk about cats.
So yeah, he feels right at home here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to remember how you put it. Like, you kind of put it like it was a juvenile fucking boundary pushing conversation.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to put yourself out there and put it all over the internet, which anyone has access to, I mean, can't really pussy.
We're not
gonna
do that again.
I hear you. So. Our first episode in 2013, I remember the Paul, who used to be on the show, he was talking about jerking off with a paper towel roll.
Ooh.
And he was like, I don't know if that should go in there, and I'm like, our whole life's an open slate, brother.
Yeah.
It's all gotta be on the show. And then it like kind of, I mean, we've all embarrassed ourselves from that point on, but yeah, it was
specifically me.
I mean,
that was like the precedent from episode one, that whatever the fuck it said is gonna go out.
Yeah, we don't edit. He's edited for me one time when I like called this girl hot and stuff. I should have called hot.
Good, so yeah.
Didn't you accidentally say the N-word once, Slim?
Yeah, I left that shit in. Or no, I might have.
Been a few N-bombs that accidentally slipped on ours.
Well, it was describing a story, regardless. Anyway.
Yeah, but no, I mean, doing the podcast, this shit is a. It is. It's what got me back up doing stand-up when I came back here. I mean, you know, once you really can't hide what's out there already. Mm-hmm. And when I finally invited my buddies and everything, you know, they knew I'd been doing it for, you know, about 2 years. But I invited mm-hmm. them to this one, and it was the first time. Never did this bit before. And it was just basically about jacking off with dudes the entire time. And yeah, you know,
good old
Chad Zumach, all these guys that are pretty well respected, put me on, and they're doing some serious bits they've worked on for a while. And I went up and just talked about masturbating for 5.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, it worked well though, honestly.
Crowd
I'll never do it again, probably. But
man.
Yeah, that's I just kind of needed that little. Boot.
Tell him what you told me was your pre-comedy ritual.
Tell him what you told me.
The drug ritual?
Before you even got to the venue. Man.
Yeah, I was, I got fucked up, way too fucked up. I drank about a fifth of Bullet bourbon.
Mm.
Got wild on some White Claws. I mean, we were just putting those things back.
Sean, are you hip to White Claws yet?
No.
Okay, just wondering.
Should have brought him, honestly, tonight. I was thinking about
yeah, I'm
it.
Surprised. The White Claw Monster didn't strike on Halloween.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. But I got too hammered about 3 hours before I was to go, waiting for the Uber, and I'm slurring my words. Like, I can't go. I'm going to fucking embarrass myself. There's 10 people coming to see me. So as the Uber driver's just pulling up, I just put my fucking forearm down the throat, just puke all over my front lawn, get in there, and...
Yeah, get it out of you.
Yeah, got myself to, like, you know, square one, and then I get back in the little green room, and they're just... ripping these fucking pens around like crazy, and I definitely felt way too fucking stoned before I went off. That's
my man,
for sure.
Brian Kenny, man.
Yeah, he was
every time I see that dude, he's like,
yeah, and he was drinking White Claws too. We talked about that for about 40 minutes. Yeah,
that was a visual joke.
What is a White Claw?
It's basically like sparkling water with booze in it.
Oh,
yeah,
but it tastes like absolutely like
fine,
not alcohol
fine spritzer.
At all.
Yeah, it's dangerous, nice. Man. Okay. Yeah.
It's refreshing.
It's fair. But yeah, you I thought you killed it. I mean, I was high also, so I was geeking out of my mind.
You guys already know Slim was doing his comedy show. Laugh. Yeah,
yeah.
That's how
the usual. Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't see me at comedy shows. I just.
He's literally the loudest one.
Besides Dylan, I'm the most noticeable laugh.
Oh God! Oh God! Stop! Stop! I'm like editing fucking that record from April we did with Jensen, Tabitha, Victoria, and Jeremy, and like yeah, the only laugh you hear pretty much because I don't have the crowd loud enough yet is Dylan's. Like you just
Dylan.
Dylan.
Yeah,
not all Dylan.
I have to like pretty much 90% of my editing is cutting out Slim in between all the fucking people. This guy, this
dude, what I do?
You're just a weird host.
Oh,
you are.
So it's safe to say I'm not hosting again.
What was? Do you still have your opening joke?
I don't remember it.
Oh, it was so bad.
Sean has it.
He
yeah.
said he replaces the N word with buddy. And then he said,
my buddy.
Oh my God.
Fucking Wonder
buddy,
Bread
my
right
buddy,
there.
My motherfucking buddy.
Said,
one time Slim tried making a joke during one of his rap sets and I started booing him and the whole crowd started booing too.
It was a low point in my life.
That's the worst fucking thing ever.
I don't know why I'm friends with him still, but here we are.
Oh yeah, I started that shit.
I feel like we should start booing on this podcast.
gotta leave him in on the record though for Victoria.
What's up?
For when he introduces Victoria.
Oh yeah, when he fucks up her name.
Because oh my she God, fucking,
Victoria Mansberg.
That was her actual name. You called her Victoria Mansfield.
Oh, yeah.
And then she, like, came up and roasted you.
She was, yeah.
So it's
she
like,
was like,
you
gotta
keep it in.
He's lucky he didn't stay in the ring. Because we did comedy out of a wrestling ring.
Yeah,
where at?
At the Skeleton Key.
In Akron, Skeleton
Key.
Are we going to be rapping in a wrestling ring?
If you want to perform up in the ring, sure.
Well, I'm asking you. I don't know.
If it's up to you, you want to perform up in the ring?
Don't you have something up and coming there? Because you announced it.
On
the Before We Get to Our Arriving podcast.
But before we get going.
Well, you'll have to check my record out before you head out to the show. Because me and Slim were rapping on a show. I'm doing a hip-hop set because I'm 30 and I'm white.
I can't wait to watch that.
You heard my new fire, though.
Fucking
that shit's
gas, son.
About to drop in a couple days. It's called Fake Smiles.
Ooh.
Slim, when Chance says shout out my heavy hitters, Slim and Monty or whatever he says, can you and I go into the ring and just fucking punch the shit out of each other?
No. No violence in the ring. But anyway, so the Skeleton Key Tattoo Company is my buddy Joe's tattoo shop. He's got a nice little warehouse space in the back of it, so it's perfect for like little DIY shows and stuff. So we're going to set up a PA and fucking do a hip-hop show there.
When's the, what's the date for that?
December 8th.
December 8th?
December 8th, 8 p.m.
Day before my birthday.
No cover charge, but I will be like having a jar for donations to pay everybody with. So we'll be taking donations, no charge, though, and BYOB.
Ooh, that's fire.
Bring your own
that.
Blunts, bring your own beer, bring your own bitch.
Smoking outside. Smoking outside, but beers and blunts.
Beers
and bitches. I mean, beers and bitches. Yeah.
Come to the green room.
Yes.
What's up?
Skittles? Yeah. Can I try some Skittles?
You'll have to turn it on, man. It's
Whoa. Oh, that was you. I thought that was Sean's vape malfunctioning.
Wait for all the colors to stop.
So when's your new song dropping, Sean?
I don't know, in a day or two. I just uploaded it to Spotify or whatever today, so it'll take... They just got to approve it, then it'll be live. Like, I didn't set a release date.
Is that your favorite song you made?
No, it's already approved. What's up?
Is that your favorite song that you've made?
Nah.
No.
What's your favorite song off the album?
Off what, the last record?
Yeah.
We talked about all that last week, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where were you?
Yeah, bro.
Our honorary fourth mic.
I think my favorite song on the old record is Yeah still, because Yeah is a fun song.
Yeah went around.
Yeah is a fun song.
Never heard Yeah.
I'm at almost 500 Spotify streams.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Just like all together between all the songs. But that's it.
What do you got to get till you get paid?
Million. I'm going to get paid for everything that's happened.
Well, technically,
already.
But I mean like actual, like physical money, like pennies, you know, cents.
I have no idea
why
what
you
anything is
them
made
like
of.
Because
like
the smallest amount.
Like even podcasts that we do, you gotta
You could even like
the bottom barrel.
Yeah,
no, you gotta.
When are you gonna make your pennies and cents? Yeah, I don't know. We gotta do
thousands of listens to make even a buck. So
right.
Even with the ads, you heard the ad that we played with our show, but yeah,
better than mine. Mine have lasted a month.
Do you have any promotions going on right now?
Yeah, Sock Fancy. They've they're the only ones that have actually hung on long enough.
Sock Fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what is Sock Fancy?
It's if you have nothing better to spend your money on, and you really love fancy socks,
it's a comrade.
You can go to their website and have a fucking sock subscription sent to your home on a monthly basis.
They have jack off socks.
They don't have jack off socks. Oh, I mean, about that.
Any sock is a jack off.
But you're saying I can use the sock for whatever I want.
I mean, anything's a jack off. It doesn't have to be a sock.
Plenty of items on this table.
Where's that cat? Where's Luis?
He covered
his ears.
He covered his ears.
I'm sorry, buddy. You're a male. I forgot about that.
Don't matter.
But yeah, or you can buy them by onesies or twosies. But nice. We got a promo code. No one's bought shit except for us. So I don't know anyone that would want to honestly get a subscription.
It's BeHo 50 though, right?
15.
Well, that's
15.
A good way to sell your subscriber, but
this is not really looking to make money off of this because it's not going to last.
Socks.
Hey, whatever. Subscriber.
Shout out to Sock Fancy.
Endorsement is endorsement.
Make sure you use BeHo 15.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Please buy some socks.
Before we head out.
There you go.
BeHo.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Okay. Brian.
You got it now, Sean. You're locked in.
I'm set.
Bob, what's the podcast name?
Before we
head
out.
There it is, man.
What's our podcast called?
The main show.
Shit, where am I? So anyway.
The lousy feathered deity of Vainblow.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Vainblow?
I used to always say mousy leather, meaty blah, main blow.
You did that one time when you blew out your eye.
Smooth, steady beats to study to.
Yeah. Smooth and steady. Beats to listen and look around to.
Jack off in his socks. That you have a subscription to. For promo code.
So what's been new with you, Monty?
Oh. Yeah. Shit, man. I don't know. We just dropped a new episode of A&A MMA. Uh-huh. I got to go on BeHo, me and Slim. So that was really fun. I've just been, working. Uh-huh.
Your girlfriend got new boobs.
Bro, your girlfriend got boobs?
Yeah.
Out to the world. Nice.
My girlfriend got a boob job.
He did on our
job.
Last podcast.
I mean, she came on and announced it, but yeah, whatever.
Listen, his girlfriend came in the room. Monty didn't tell me this at all.
Slim asked five times.
His girlfriend came in the house and just goes, "Hey, look at this." And I'm like, is that a new shirt? Like, what are you doing? And she's like, "No, I got a boob job." And I was like, yo!
He would not stop staring at her for the next, 45 minutes.
I kept trying to see, what's the difference?
Is there any scarring?
That's a lot of money. That's, $15,000.
Oh, yeah, she's paying off them titties for a couple years.
She got them on finance?
Yeah. She financed some titties.
No.
She took out that master card.
She got a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're fire. I fuck with them.
Yeah. Now is she using them for any aspirations or just for
no? She just
for
self confidence.
She said her left boob was smaller than her right one, which I'm pretty sure every girl has a small.
So she got them evened out.
Yeah, and she just got
she didn't just go from B to double D.
No, she went from B to a high C.
Okay, high C. Cherry?
Orange.
Cherry orange,
kiwi mango. Ooh.
Cherry in one titty, orange in the other.
I would fuck with
milk that shit.
What if
right
we
out?
Made that titty
that's
juice
sick.
Injections?
Yeah, that's
it's
sick.
It's kind of a water fountain, the one from Mr. Deeds where you can pick your drink
titty.
And you just suck it out of her titty. Oh, that'd be
it's
fire.
Like a Coke remix machine.
Put
exactly. Put a freestyle machine
Coke
in that
remix titty.
So if you ever have a kid, you're getting formula then because.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, actually, no, she can. I'm pretty sure Similac. She can.
We actually got a Similac subscription. Check out promo code.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. BeeHoo20. Get 20 ounces Similac for $19.99.
Free shipping. No. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure she can breastfeed. Her sister has fake tits, too. And like,
she does she?
Yeah.
It's the saline.
Is her baby okay?
Yeah, yeah, all she's right. Cool. Cute ass little baby.
No.
She goes like baby. Around the.
How old is it?
Wow. Like, him. She's like 4 months now or some shit like that.
All right, so there's still time will tell. But yeah, I mean, hopefully everything's okay.
So you've been drinking it's Coke? It's like you've been feeding your baby Coke.
Knock on wood.
Probably should have done some some formula. But yeah, yeah, hope everything's okay.
Saline milk.
I'm happy for you and your thank girlfriend's
you.
Titties. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's nice.
That's a pretty big step.
I thought I saw that in the description for your podcast.
It was.
I just like shook it off because I was like, what the fuck? Monty's girlfriend's new
boobs.
Titties.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
New boobs, who this?
Nice.
New boobs, who this? Let's take a break so I can get some cherry RC in my
mouth. I was about to say cherry IC.
Rewind.
I definitely missed that opportunity.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This that Oliver 40 Nico shit, man. 15-4 York shit, you know? Well, when it was popping. Yeah. Yeah. Running through the six with my walls.
Run. Whatever it is. You know how it goes.
Pray to real.
That's what you're judging her. Kayla.
Some people don't know the money situation. Some do.
What's wrong with you, Slim?
Some people don't know money. Some do. That's my problem.
What? You know
the money system. You know?
The money system?
As far as counting money,
like how the
dealing
Treasury
with money,
Department
works? Dividing and conquering
like
money. Yeah.
Have you ever used the money counter?
What is that? Like, what do you mean specifically?
How do you just drop He's money on it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have one in the cash room.
Monty, check your mic. Which one are you on?
This one.
So when did you become a king? King Monty?
That started king back Monty. In middle school. I got traded to the black kids for...
Okay.
I totally forget his name.
You're getting spicy.
Oh, Carlton.
Oh, dude. Carlton. Yeah.
I got traded to the black kids for Carlton, and they crowned me King Montington.
So the
what did you have to offer to?
It's just a draft.
They
a draft
actually,
pick, yeah.
I was just a part of the deal. I didn't barter or anything. It was actually a total white kid, black kid transaction, and I just wasn't even a part of it. I didn't even know it happened. It was a surprise trade. I
scenes.
Was just at home. I got the call, and off to the black kids I went.
How long till they gave you up?
They released me after 2 weeks, but...
Practice squad only. You have an asterisk next to your name.
I didn't know where to put the N-word. I just tried it in my logo.
Yeah. I thought 2 weeks is appropriate. Apparently not.
You're a long
Especially
shot.
When you're in the showers.
I gave it a good shot, though.
I appreciate your knightiness.
Thank you.
Very chivalrous.
No.
I'm just kidding. So that all started with me and my friend. We used to skip school and like...
behind the curtain.
And like not go to school and just get super fucking fried. And one day I just started talking in this like royal accent and we were just geeking for like 20 minutes. And my one buddy became Young Zootington and I became King Montington.
Young Zootington.
Wow.
Because he zooted shit.
That was Chad. Remember he came on here and talked about the Sandy Pelican?
Sandy Pelican. Yeah. Who could forget?
Mitch, do you know what a Sandy Pelican is?
Is it like when you shit on the girl's chest or something?
No.
What's that? Isn't that like the Cleveland Steamers?
Variations. Yeah. I said screaming seagull, and then I explained it, and he said, "Nah, bro, that's definitely the Sandy Pelican." Like, apparently, you're having sex on a beach, and you put your dick in the sand, and then put it back in her to, and it hurts, obviously. Oh, and nice. The way they scream. It, like, it's called, like, the Sandy, the screaming.
Do you have to be on a beach to do it? Can you, like, just have a bucket of sand?
A homemade Sandy Pelican?
The thing that's crazy, I sound like I'm just bringing up some weird shit, but it was on a WWE show. Like, it was, like... I was watching WWE Network. Yeah, it was
she
like
hit her with a rusty fishhook.
Stacy Keibler got the Sandy Pelican.
No, it was like a cartoon. It was like one of their new network cartoon shows where they're telling a story about a beach, and it's like Mean Gene Okerlund. Like, sounds like a screaming seagull to me. So I Google like what's a screaming seagull, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I brought
Steven
it up.
Seagull searches came up.
Yeah, I brought it up.
Did
on the
you
show.
Mean to say?
I heard Steven Seagal is a fraud.
Steven Seagal.
Don't you dare talk about Steven
Seagal. I heard he is not a real mixed martial artist. I'm just saying.
I heard Anderson Silva learned the front kick.
That is not true.
He threw that before he ever even met Steven Seagal.
Was Steven Seagal like about to do a Bellator fight or something?
What? No.
Like, 50 Cent paid him.
No. I feel like Steven Seagal would break your neck if he heard you say that.
With
one chop.
He is like, a black belt in some type of...
Why does it matter if he's an MMA fighter?
I'm just saying he's not a
like,
real...
That dude was famous before MMA
I'm saying
existed.
He's just not a real like mixed
like
martial
saying
artist.
He's not even a real sheriff in whatever that one county was.
What makes him mixed... Does he have a black belt?
He has a black belt and some bullshit, which is like... It's like a straight
Aikido
self-defense.
Or something?
Yeah, it's literally that. It's
he's
literally
still,
self-defense.
He's still more of a karate specialist.
It's not Wushambo, is it?
You know what? I think it might be.
What's the thing that Jake knows?
Great school
martial. Yeah, it's Roshambo. What's the thing that Jake knows?
Roshambo.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga, that's... Yeah.
Krav Maga and Roshambo. Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Roshambo. Remember how I'm not good at spelling the same name?
So hold up, Monty. What is the point of this, though? Like, why do we need to define him as an MMA fighter? Like, I've never heard anybody say...
I'm just
that
saying he's not a
MMA.
He's not a real combatant. Like, no, I'm beating Steven Seagal up. 100%. Oh my gosh, are you guys serious? Right now?
Steven Seagal is beating
maybe
right
Steven,
now.
Maybe Steven Seagal in his prime, but
right now.
I'm murking Steven
right
Seagal.
Now, you're
oh
dying.
My gosh.
Even 10
right
years
now,
ago,
right
like,
now.
Bro, I'm kicking him in his leg and it's turning to dust.
Steven Seagal's roundhouse kicking you in the head.
He can't
and
throw
then
it.
Taking your girl and playing with her new titties.
Oh my
There's
God.
No way. There's no way.
That's happening. You beat Steven Seagal.
He's going to know how to defend himself.
Like, yeah.
You're ridiculous.
Nah,
there's no way you beat up his nephew, Bradley Seagal, or some shit. Like, I'm making a person up.
Oh.
There's no way you beat him. Anyone
it's
in his
DNA, brother.
Anyone in his immediate family. There's no way you beat any of them.
He's a fraud. I'm just putting that out there.
That was like the Wesley Snipes and Joe Rogan were supposed to fight.
Is that real?
Yeah, a few years ago.
Dude,
I don't know.
Joe Rogan would have fucked Wesley Snipes.
Oh, up. Yeah.
Blade?
Doubt.
Yo, have you guys seen the video of Joe Rogan throwing spinning back kicks to a punching bag?
Have you ever played him on UFC 2? I mean, he's a solid 89 overall. That guy's.
Yeah. Ground game stupid.
Yeah, yeah. His reverse back kick is
pretty directly phenomenal. From yikes. Screaming Seagulls to Steven Seagal.
In real life, though, well, Joe Rogan would fuck someone up.
Morse code our way back.
But yeah, not yeah. Steven Seagal, though. Now that's the fight I want to see. Steven Seagal v. Joe Rogan.
He's got 13 years on him.
Steven Seagal's beating that ass.
If you could bring back Celebrity Deathmatch right now and pick any two celebrities.
Rob Van Dam, Steven Seagal.
Okay. That's your...
The Battle of the Ponytails.
Who do you got, Sean? I know you're going to have somebody interesting.
Right now, this, what I just said.
Okay.
Oh, out of Bob? Anyone, that's who I have to pick?
Just like out of anybody in the world right now.
No, I would need a couple weeks to think about that.
I mean, you're putting us on the spot.
I didn't think about it.
Really?
This is pretty tough.
Off the top of my head.
What about you, Slim?
Can I bring back people from the dead?
Mac Miller and a heroin needle.
Mac Miller and Pete Davidson, actually.
Oh, that'd be a fire.
Nice.
Because apparently Ariana left Pete because he found out that Pete sent intimate pictures of him and Ariana to Mac.
Spill that tea.
Ooh, that's what I heard. Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, what is this?
So Mac Miller,
Ozzyweather, TMZmedia.com.
Millions of dollars.
Sometimes, so Ariana, I heard you cheated on.
You're responsible for his dad.
Sean's like, I didn't send him to do that.
National.
I caused Ariana to turn off her comments on her Instagram photos.
Slip from Ozzyweather Media.
Right.
I don't know if I want a part of this.
Anyway. what were we talking about before the death match?
We're talking about where...
Steven Seagal and how I'd kill him.
Yeah, lies. Nah, yeah. You're wrong.
Whatever.
Anyway. Jesus Christ.
I'll punch him in his ribs.
Win.
So, Mitch, how'd you start doing a podcast?
Shout out to the doc, first off.
Yeah, shout out to the doc, your co-host who couldn't make it.
Yeah, yeah. He's a late worker. But,
he is.
King Doc,
yeah. Yeah.
I found out why he started calling him Doctor on the episode coming out on Friday. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday, maybe.
No, it's either Wednesday or Friday. Yeah. We'll see. On the Before We Morse Code Where We're Going podcast. No, we just did it actually drunk as shit in Vegas. Back in, I think, April.
Really?
And just put my phone down and put on speaker, and that was kind of how it started. And then...
Back in April, Art.
Yeah.
Like, oh, nice.
Yeah, and then since then, it's just been a total headache, and I completely regret...
Prior to that, were you listening to podcasts and stuff? Or
yeah,
you,
oh, yeah,
what,
yeah.
Like, what were you checking out?
First one I ever listened to was Joe Rogan, back in, like, I don't 2012, I think.
How'd you like watch it from like YouTube or like?
Yeah, on YouTube, and then we would play the YouTube videos on the phone at work or smoking spice and listen to that.
Herbal incense.
Yeah, and then I don't know. Got onto like Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank and kind of like that whole circle of friends, and then just from there, just been listening to a shit ton of them since then.
And so you just like got the bug, like I'm gonna do a podcast.
Yeah,
like
basically.
Like a lot of us do. Obviously, you're sitting on a podcast talking about it. But,
right. You know, it's like the same thing. Someone says, like, hey, you should do one. And then one day you get drunk enough to actually do it. And that's about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to stick with it.
Now, you were talking about the headache. What kind of headaches are you? Because it's fun to, because, like, this is episode 266. The headaches don't go away. But I want to hear, like, the young headaches.
I've lost 14 episodes since I started.
You've lost 14?
Yeah.
We've lost one. We've lost a couple of them. Or no, I don't know if we've lost. Well, the only thing we've lost is like 20 minutes from an
Jeff
episode.
Jeff Horton.
Yeah, that's episode 5. The device over
here. Your WrestleMania coverage.
And we were like, oh, we're going to have a second episode with him. We like announced it. We're like, we're going to do a second episode since we lost the second half of the first one.
It's
never happened.
And that was episode five or six. That was that was literally 5 years to the day today. Because it was in my time hop today.
That's
but,
a really weird memory you have there, Sean.
Yeah, it was in my time hop on my phone. Mm-hmm.
Got a time hop of a time hop yet?
Time hop of a time
what?
Hop?
Mm.
Yeah, for a while, I called this a while.
Yeah,
ago,
I'll share
for a while
some
there
time
was
hops.
People that would just share their time hops. Like, oh, and so I was like, well, now you're going to get a time hop of a time hop.
I get them all the time.
I was mad. I deleted time hop because I couldn't figure out how to link
it's
up
the
my
next
Twitter.
Next Y2K.
Going to link your Twitter.
I couldn't link my Twitter because I couldn't figure out like when I said the N-word back when I was like 15. Like,
there's this,
I'm sure I tweeted it. I wanted to purge all that.
I work with this dude.
You used to post it on Facebook in like 2016.
Yeah, and every memory I get is like hard R's. No, of course not.
No, but him and his boys would say the N-word to each other. When I first started recording both of them, I was like, yo, you guys cut that out. And they were like, we got friends that are black and we stay with them. I'm like, it don't fucking matter. Cut that shit out.
Yeah,
like,
I learn quick.
I'm like, you don't want... I'm like, people read that differently.
Right. Like, you got me thinking about it. I didn't before. I don't know why. Like,
I'm like...
This is back in 2013,
maybe. If you're in your conversation... but, hopefully if microphones are off and you and your black friends are hanging out and you're like, yeah, and you say it.
I still don't even do that. Like, you know, I just not cool anymore.
I used to rap it.
But that's what I'm saying. I wanted to find those tweets to where I know I did it back then. And I wanted to purge those because like Cold Game Kev, I don't know if you've seen the guys that always like messes with the deer that he finds in the wild. Her name's Canella.
Wait, what? No, it's Cold Game Kev. I feel like you just can't said 19
it's
things.
It's this dude. It's this dude who's been in like vines.
Cold Cuts Cavilla. Fucks a deer.
No, but he got famous from like treating deer good, and he's an animal rights activist.
What? Treating them good. All right, we need a backstory.
He would feed him. Anyway, I'll show you the video. Anyway. This dude got pretty famous.
Treating a deer good.
He would just be like, oh, Canella, have your grapes? And he would just go buy him grapes. Like, this wild shit. It's a random wild deer. Anyway,
so, yeah, what's the point of the story?
He started getting kind of famous. Yeah, he treated the deer good. The deer made a great bison. Is it venison?
Oh my gosh.
It was really good jerky.
What is the point?
Boo! Break of the booze.
Boo!
What? Slim is so terrible.
I don't know why I felt like the Macarena would fix that. Whatever was happening there, I was like, the Macarena will fix this.
You know,
I think the booze fixed it. You're right. I said earlier that I want to bring booze on this podcast, and that was the perfect fucking opportunity.
Like, thank you.
Just booze.
I'm glad I could be the first boo.
Yeah. Carpe diem, baby.
Don't start rapping.
Opposite of the bell.
I wasn't rapping. What?
Yeah, you did. You just said, thank you. Glad I could be the first boo. You turned into Hobo Johnson.
The John's one of your ass. I just said it, but
Slim, I just realized we had Mitch on our podcast and he didn't do Monty's lightning round.
Monty's lightning round. This is one of my favorite segments.
Yeah,
we'll do it. Here.
All right, why not?
What's a?
I guess we're just gonna do it now.
I'm gonna give you a
podcast inception.
I'm gonna give you a fucking question, and you just give me whatever's. Whatever
the first thing that comes to your mind, it can be five words or less. Maybe you can use more. Maybe you can use less.
All right. I like this.
Question number one. What is the best place to eat in Northeast Ohio?
Swenson's.
What do you get from
Fuck
Swenson's?
Off. Hold on. Jinx, you both owe each other a Coke. Blow what job. Happened there? Yeah.
Yeah,
we both owe each other.
Oh,
what he said,
Jackson.
That was funny. I like that one.
Question number two: who is your comedic inspiration?
Oh boy, right now, Ari Shaffir.
Okay.
Well, I don't have one, so
you're not being asked these questions.
What are you? Monty's lightning round.
It's good thing you don't drive.
We're not doing it with you. We're doing it with our guests.
Oh, I was thinking of the quizzenaire.
No.
Okay, never mind. All right.
Fuck.
I was thinking we were doing the quiz. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird to be on this podcast. But we'll
today's guest is Slim.
What the fuck?
You guys again. All right, so 3 for 3. Ring that fucking bell. Just don't give a flying fuck.
What do I
need to do to please you guys? I'm willing to do anything.
Listen.
No,
I thought we were doing... I confused the lightning round with the Quizenaire round of AMMA, but I thought he was asking us both questions.
Yes. All right.
And I was like, well, you usually ask him MMA questions, but this is kind of weird, but I'll still answer him.
You're terrible.
Really? I'm like, why is he answering? Like, it was cool when they both said Swenson's at the same time.
Yeah, right,
like,
right.
That was dope.
I don't have but
I thought we were competing for Monty's vote. Like,
if you would have played it off as you were just hoping we were going to say the same thing again, no one probably would still be laughing. Like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. All right. Question number three, please.
question.
Instead, you really thought this was a dual interview because I am fucking Luis's cat litter to you right now. All of you motherfuckers.
Holy shit.
My contact. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go. Well, okay. Let's get this stupid fucking fire rapid bullshit. Come on.
Question number three. What's your favorite video game of all time?
Mortal Kombat. N64.
Wow.
Oh, number four. Ooh. For N64 or trilogy?
I don't fucking remember. It was 2000 when I got it. That's
okay.
That one.
Question number four. What's the best movie of all time? Not your favorite. What's the best film ever made?
Gringo, The Dangerous Life of John McAfee.
Oh, God.
Is that a real movie?
It's a documentary. I would have said yeah. Shrek.
I don't know. Bob's seen it, probably.
I know about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just a McAfee antivirus.
The antivirus.
Yeah.
Learned all about, okay. And then he learned all about his sex fetishes.
Yeah. Then he ended up living in Belize and shitting in girls' mouths with a hole that he cut in a hammock. But Belize is a beautiful country. If you want to double your money, you should move there, and you can't get extradited. So,
wow.
Yeah, question four.
I think this is the last question. What is the coolest location you've ever been to? I know you've been in the Army. What's the coolest place you ever fucking went?
Belize.
John McAfee's guest house. coolest place I've ever been to. Jesus Christ. Fuck, that's a tough one. I would say I haven't gone shit, honestly. Asheville, North Carolina. That was a
dope.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Dope. I guess
Swenson,
Afghanistan. Swenson. Yeah,
Afghanistan.
Yeah,
getting rocks thrown at you and shit.
Yeah, those little fuckers.
Mitch told me the dopest war story. It's definitely not
the
podcast.
Dopest
not a war story. War not a story. Fucking war story.
Is it podcast worthy?
No. We don't want to talk about it.
Told the dopest.
You know we're rated
the dopest wars.
We're rated parental X League right now.
Is that what I said? The dopest war story.
Wait, what? We're rated what?
Parental X League. Like on an album cover.
Dopest war stories.
Did we ever finish talking about like how B-Who started and shit?
No, let's go back to the beginning,
in with
though.
Your rapid,
let's bring it back.
Let's
go to the beginning.
Oh, by the way, I didn't ask you MMA questions.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Sorry.
This is a different podcast, not an MMA podcast.
Oh, not kidding.
So,
Mitch, I fucked up mine with you.
Where are you from originally?
I was born and raised in good old Parma, Ohio, baby.
Parma.
Yes, sir.
Where you got your socks pulled to your knees.
I had them pulled to my knees, and
what?
I was on
what?
My knees.
What, is that a thing?
That's a, yeah.
Catholic really? Schoolboy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're going, oh.
Is that yeah, what you meant, Sean?
Never mind. I thought we were going somewhere else. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Wait, what did you mean?
Yeah, you know, talking about knees.
Parma. No, that's like the thing about Parma. Gotcha. Is like, it's like white people with their white socks all the way to their knees.
And pink flamingos in the front lawn.
Yeah, they're white up there.
Yeah, very white.
That's where the Miz is from.
What?
Yeah, the Miz is that. From there. Yeah, my Miz. My cousin actually beat the shit out of the Miz when he first was in the Road Rules or whatever at the Fox's Den in the back. Yeah. Yeah, that was a,
why was he back there?
Now you got Sean's attention.
Because he stood up on the bar and said, word for word, I'm the Miz, and I'm awesome. And then everyone's like, fuck you, motherfucker.
That's still his catchphrase today.
Is it really? That was an actual catchphrase?
That's his catchphrase.
Oh,
no,
shit.
Well, I wonder how many more times he's gotten shit kicked out of him in a bar.
That guy's so bloated with steroids. I mean,
I love how he was in the wrestling locker room.
He's 3-9 in the bar scene.
He's like, I'm the Miz, and I'm awesome.
I'm awesome.
That's awesome, dude. How did you come up with that? He's like, I don't want to talk about it.
I have Asperger's.
I was up on a bar, and I stood in the bar, and I said, I'm the Miz, and I'm awesome. Oh, that's cool, dude. What happened next? Nothing.
Not a big deal. Got my first taste of wrestling. Yeah.
Well, I got off the bar.
Yeah, very
cool. So you're in Parma, you play sports or read books or like you look like an athletic man.
Yeah, I don't live in Parma anymore. I played baseball in college at Bowling Green and then went to the Army, came back.
You
home.
Went to Bowling Green, a MAC school.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Mitch is a semi-professional baseball player.
What'd you say you did there? I already forgot, man. Where are we doing at Bowling Green?
I was in
baseball?
The MLBA.
We're Were you, you were
oh, the Major League Baseball Association. No, nice. Hold on.
You played baseball. I'm gonna guess your position. You were a third baseman.
No, incorrect.
God damn it.
Yeah, I was. You lost it, bro. I was an outfielder. You don't have it anymore. I played center field. I played shortstop growing up, but yeah, you were fucking wrong.
I used to be able to pinpoint it.
Yeah. Snap, like lock on like a heat-seeking missile in an N64.
Did you ever try out for that position?
Third base.
What?
Yeah, third base.
Which position are you talking about?
Third base.
On your knees. Like
what about? What about?
It wasn't. It was like more like a draft. We didn't have a choice. Yeah. The knees, not the positions in sports.
What about the third base? MC Search. Pop goes the weasel because the weasel goes pop.
Whoa.
Which what?
Throwback Tuesday.
Wow.
Hey, can you explain?
But it's a rap group and that's their song.
Oh, I thought it was a baseball term. No. Third base.
No, all right, so but you played baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You're a baseball star.
I wouldn't call
it. Oh, why do you always do that? Mm-hmm. He used to do that shit to me. I said I played JV football. He's like,
you are. You were a quarterback.
Monty's the quarterback football star.
You were a high,
I played
high
JV
school
football.
Fucking hero. High school football hero. That's you.
Oh, Sean.
That's where you got the name King Montington.
That's your nickname.
That's the third place I got it.
Remember when the whole other football team was in a pile, defeated, and you stood on top of them?
Yeah, like you told the story on the NAMMA podcast. You were like, I was the quarterback, and I threw these 60-yard dimes and fucking like... Hey,
Uncle Rico.
Seen a mound over there?
And you were just like... But then you were like, but then I just decided to eat Percocet instead. And like, I was like, what
the
fuck?
He did the same thing on the Before Last Week, the other show that we're talking about. Yeah,
before
we
head
out.
Same thing on ours.
Yeah,
it was about
20.
You said
you
were a high school football hero.
I didn't see.
It was about 20 episodes ago of A&AMMA. Look at episode 47.
Madam Jawin, the fucking French teacher, selling tickets at the fucking ticket stand.
That was an Elliot throwback.
Yeah. And then.
Yo, Mitch, what languages did they have at Parma?
Ebonics and then French.
We had Spanish or Spanish too.
Yeah, no, those were the two primary forms of communication.
So you definitely went to Ebonics.
Yeah, Gizoogle.
Yes.
Yeah. Still a website.
Wait, what? That's a form of.
Yeah, you can Google Gizoogle, anything in Gizoogle, and it'll just translate the Google links.
But that was a language.
I used to translate.
Here's the joke.
I used to translate like my old band's lyrics and shit. Like we had this song where it's like, "No one gives a shit when you die." The translation.
No one gives a shit when you die. And then I just stopped.
The translation would be, "No one gives a shit when you take a thugged out dirt nap." And I was like, that's fucking sick.
Add that. Like, throw that in there. Is that where you got most of your under that Skylar?
The hip hop remix for sure.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit when you take a thugged out dirt nap.
No one gives a shit. Go ahead. Scream it right now.
Nah.
Are you screamed out?
You've been screaming.
I've seen you record it when we came over here.
Mitch was in a band.
Look at this cat, man.
What?
Oh,
yeah,
play music.
Yeah, Mitch, what'd you do?
You're
Mitch?
A musician. You're a fucking
musician
rock star.
Jack
of all trades, baby. Comedy star, podcaster, musician, athlete.
Mitch!
That's a 401k.
oh,
on the Something About Last Week podcast. very popular.
Going back in time.
I wasn't
before we head out. But no, you were in a band.
No, I wasn't a band. I just played with some people when I was living in Nashville. It wasn't.
That's the place
what do you
to
play?
Do music.
What do you play?
Yeah, it was fun. Guitar. Yeah. Like it. You know, everybody. It's easy to just learn a couple power chords.
Everybody except for these guys.
Yeah.
It's true.
I picked Slim up the tried. Bass a little bit.
Yeah.
I played Expert on Guitar Hero.
I took my bass
played
back.
Expert
I was like,
on
dude,
Guitar
this dude's had my bass for so long.
I learned a couple songs. It was fun.
Did you get your bass back?
Yeah, I got it back.
Yeah, of course.
I never got anything but mediocre at guitar.
Yeah, I'm not
mediocre. I wouldn't say that. You can just bust it out right now and just play a couple songs.
Yeah, but it's mediocre.
Okay.
Right.
Me and like, I appreciate
it. T.I. wouldn't want my guitar skills.
Me and Sean are like the opposite.
You wouldn't make the band, is what you're saying.
Da-Band.
Da-Band. P. Diddy. Dylon. Nice throwback.
Big on that bit. Chop.
You okay?
Chill beats. I just was amazed by your cat.
Uh-huh. Scotty knows what he's doing.
You're a kitty.
He's been here before.
You know how to navigate Magellan.
Scotty sleeps on top of the desk.
They're multiplying. It's like the Feed the Gremlins after midnight. Or is that when you get them wet? I don't know.
When you're podcasting.
Feed them after midnight, it is. You fuck them gremlins up if you feed them after midnight. They're, Mogwai is dope. Gremlin is not dope.
No. Gizmo.
Gizmo. Mm-hmm. Fucking, are you all right, Monty?
I'm lost now.
Okay, so we'll bring you back in.
Okay.
There was a movie in the 80s. No, I'm not. but anyway, so you're from Parma, and then you fucking decided to travel to...
The MLBA.
How you end up at Bowling Green, you've mentioned the Army a few times, so how does all that fucking snowball into effect?
Basically kind of screwed up where I was supposed to go, then...
Were you good at school, or...
Could have been.
You could have been good, but you didn't do
it. It wasn't really that important. College definitely underachieved as far as the academics.
So what drove you to the Mac school, Bowling Green?
After I got a bunch of phone calls from some pretty serious D1 schools, and they asked what my GPA was, and they said, well, you can go to our satellite campus for 2 years and you can raise it up. Mac was pretty much the best.
The only way to go.
Was that for the bowling league?
The bowling league.
You were bowling.
Yeah. The bowling league that you were in.
Yeah, it was like the bar bowling league, though. Yeah. We wore helmets when
you
played.
Can see. You got a scholarship from that. Wow. I was bowler of the week January 27th.
January 27th this year. He's grown a lot.
I found a couple trophies today, actually.
Who knew that's what Kamchatka can do to you?
You
can't pronounce MMA fighters' names, but you can just come out here with some fucking...
Gas Station Vodka.
Yeah,
really. Or a fucking obscure
Orlov.
Orlov?
Shmianov.
Orlov and Kamchatka. Those are those special ladies.
Zabahil Shmianov.
Chad used to steal bottles of Kamchatka, like, at... Like a lot at once. It was amazing. He was like 15.
Big pants.
Sandy Pelican.
Yeah, but what was his King Royal name?
Oh, Zoot Zoot. Young Zootington.
Young Zootington.
Young Zootington. Pronounced like that.
As a lonely squire, he used to steal bottles of Kamchatka.
Yeah, you mean Young Zootington.
That's Slimpleton.
Sitting upon my throne, I hear knight you, young.
My one homie, he's dead now. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P.
One homie who's dead now.
Yeah, his name was Chadsworth Graves Poops Mills Worthington.
Mm-hmm. How'd he die? Was his mom...
He had like a wild fucking... breastfeeding? Maybe. That could have been the cause. But he had some like wild disease that nobody ever like figured out. Shit was wild.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to the homie.
Throw for sure. From the store of convenience.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What Bob said.
Right. Well, so how did you end up going to the Army?
Didn't want to pay any more student loans. And
was it just a random, or have you ever been thinking about it?
You know what? I'd never thought about that. I'm 30. Can I join the Army now? Yes. They'd be like, you're
thought
fat
about it. Yeah. I have thought about
30,
it.
I've been like, 32.
You join the Navy.
Yeah.
Is that the cutoff, 32?
Well, if without having a waiver, yeah. Yeah, it's 32. And I joined when I was, I think I turned 22 or 23.
So Sean, if Sean wanted to right now, he could go join the Army, but just they would make him take like a physical test, right?
I wouldn't be able to breathe.
When I went...
Do you gotta stop smoking weed?
Oh, I was high as fuck when I went. I actually went after seeing, Lone Survivor, I think? Yeah. High as shit watching that. The next morning I was like, wow, Sally Mae is raping me. I can just do what that guy's doing. And I went to the recruiting office and he asked when's the last time, or if I could pass a drug test today, and I just laughed in his face.
Yeah.
It's like, when's the last time you smoked? I was like, honestly, 45 minutes ago. It's like, so they gave me like a few months to just, you know, do some random paperwork and then pass the drug test, started smoking immediately after that. And then as soon as that junior year was over, I went out to basic and
that's so
wow. Finished while I was in, came back home, and now I'm doing online grad school right now.
Fuck yeah.
Are you still in the Army?
No, God, no.
Well, like, how did you?
I mean, that's part of the reason why.
Well, I thought you might do like weekend things or something like that, but like, how did you like end up getting out of it?
Weekend things?
I just
like National Guard type shit. I don't know.
No, I just did my contract. That was it.
Four years?
Yeah.
I know that they will pay for your school,
mm-hmm.
but you had student loan debt when you went in,
mm-hmm.
and they paid that.
Well, part of the problem with the United States government is the fact that they don't always fulfill their promises.
So they said they were going to pay that.
Well,
they
didn't. There's like student loan repayment programs, and you can do that, but it's for your federal, you know, loans. And I had, I don't know, $10,000 of that.
Yeah,
Sally Mae has me for at least 15 to 20 years, dude. And they don't touch that shit. Yeah. Dying is the only way out of that. That's it. Yeah, it's in lock.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I know they. You know, they're paying for my shit now, and I go to a Christian university online, which I did not realize until I was about two weeks into my grad program.
So you love Jesus?
No.
He made a mistake.
I thought we were gonna have a connection.
I just have a quick army question. Is it true when you're like in basic, they put stuff in your food so you
in your
like,
butt? Yeah.
No.
What? So you can't get boners and shit?
Yeah, yeah. Is that true?
Put stuff in your food.
Did you have a boner?
Boners.
I mean, did you whack one during fucking
in the showers?
The
or
amount of times I woke up in the middle of the night coming in my PT shorts because I was so fucking horny is ridiculous.
What?
They're not putting shit unless I was getting the wrong water. I don't know, but they were.
They
not
were accidentally giving you like all the concentrated shit.
Yeah,
like,
it was because I was in a barracks with about 32 dudes. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you definitely unless it's you have a fucked up dream during the day, you don't even have time to get a boner. You wake up at I don't you know 3-4 in the morning every day
like
and you're
I could schedule
you go to bed at
15 minutes to myself.
I think I can schedule
but really, the guy next to you is not looking at
two
you
two breaks and a half hour meal right.
I picture you like in a stall or like in a bathroom stall or something like trying and like the guy, like your officer like coming just, in and just like standing outside the stall and being like what are you doing there.
Awkward, you guys.
Pitching it off, sir!
All your toes are curled. He's like, what the fuck?
You're on the middle bunk up two. Like, yeah.
Ew. Hey. Monty will perfect the art of shitting and coming at the same time.
The ultimate Blumpkin.
Yes.
Made by Monty.
Self Blumpkin.
You got pee before you. That's it.
I think like, John McAfee's already got it there.
John McAfee, it's like that meme where it's like the brains are like exploding at different levels. Like finally, you get to like the ultimate one. Shitting through a hammock in Belize while you're running from a murder in the United States. Yeah. You're
running like drug cartels.
That's going to be the cover art for this podcast.
The Gringo, The Dangerous Life of John McAfee.
Now, you get out of the army, and where do you, how long ago was that?
Let's see. I moved home back last August, so August of 2017.
Now, did you get to be in good? Nice. Did you get to move around different states while you were in the Army?
I was in Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri.
You went to
Louisiana.
A bunch of places.
Yeah, moving all over.
Oh. So then you come back home.
Yep.
Where are you living now?
I live at 444-8372 Elm Street.
I live in a
suburb of Cleveland. I don't live in Parma anymore. But
came here from a suburb in Cleveland today.
Mm-hmm. I did. I drove 49 minutes exactly.
God damn.
Did Slim give you the address?
He did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't send you Youngstown this time.
I thought about peeing in your backyard before I came because I had to piss so bad. I know like... What you guys were? I didn't want to like come out of the bathroom.
I pee back there sometimes.
I thought about it, I saw you in the window. I was like, "Fuck!" I was looking at my dick in my hand. I'm like, "I'm coming in." And then I shook your hand when I came in. Yeah. So I was like, "It fucking matters." You don't know the hell I am. So
At least my hand was wet.
I've been living here for a while, and I've been trying to like plant stuff. I like to plant stuff, and I have like blueberry bushes out there. And then
I don't know why my friends like piss on them.
My friends will go out and piss on my blueberry bush, and I'm like, I fucking hate you. Like, fuck this. And like now that I'm finally giving that up, I'm like, I can't plant shit outside. It's pointless. And people come over and they're like, well, I don't want to piss outside.
Is this why my mom always told me to wash fruit before I eat it? To wipe you.
I don't know, man.
Piss off. Yeah.
I'm saying they're pissing on that bush before the fruit grew.
Oh, well, that's fine then. It's fertilizer.
No, it's causing it not to grow. Yeah.
No, I mean, it might be growing, but
fertilizer.
I just wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat it.
I couldn't grow my vegetables because I just forgot to water that shit. I'd come out there in 2 weeks and see it, and be like, oh, that's dead as shit. Just
damn.
Strawberry plants fried like you would not believe.
That's hilarious.
My drug dealer has a cherry tomato garden.
What's his name? Where's he living?
He's got that cherry tomato OG alien push.
He has a straight tomato garden in his front yard, and every time I leave, I just cop. At least two cherry
couple
tomatoes.
A whiff or two. Mm.
No, I steal a couple tomatoes.
Nice.
You steal the dude's tomatoes?
Shout out to Monty's drug dealer for hooking him up with a dime sack and a couple cherry tomatoes.
You met him?
I don't know who he is. I said I hope he doesn't listen to the episode.
Oh, he won't.
Because he'll be like, where my cherry tomatoes been going?
No, I'll tell him. Like, yo, I just put that shit in the salad. It was smacking.
I dried it out, put it in my grinder.
Yeah. Right.
That zesty basil.
Mitch, you got back here. How did coming back to Ohio turn into comedy?
Well, like I said, when I was living in Nashville, if you listen to anything we've been talking about.
You've been trying it, but I mean, did you just come back here like, who did you hit up? Like,
fix
yo,
it, Slim.
I want to get in there. I want to do a show.
No, but I didn't hear anybody. I actually just, I joined a Facebook group, saw when all the open mic schedules were, and I just started going to ones that I knew a lot of people weren't going to be there, and especially people that I knew.
Yeah.
And I just started doing something completely different than what I was doing.
Nice.
When I was down in Nashville.
Nice.
Just talking about masturbating and checking out with a bunch of
dogs. Oh, that doesn't work well in Nashville?
You know, they're definitely a very, very red state. Yeah.
You said Ari Schaefer is one of your, or I don't know if I said that right. Is one of your influences now, but like, who were like your, like, what made you get in? Is that what made you get into comedy?
No, honestly, I've always wanted to do it since I was young. I can go back
Who'd you watch when you were a kid?
Chris Rock was my first stand-up special. I don't know the name of it. I'm not one of those like junkies, but I remember when he wore the black leather suit and was talking about being so broke his parents would turn the alarm clock off when he was sleeping, just like laughing my ass off. And I remember like my dad having me perform that like in front of all of his white friends. He's like, come on, do that again, boy. That was fun. But like doing that bit, like, and thinking like how, I don't know, like it was just, freeing to, I don't know, like see somebody just not give a shit about what he's talking about. And then now that I'm not like tied to the army, I don't have to do like the safe kind of, I don't know, set up and punchline stuff. Most of it's now stories that are embarrassing and for the most part true, slightly embellished, but yeah, I don't know, it's fun.
When did you start doing it? Like, were you in the army or is with it before?
Yeah, no, I was in. I was going to like just, I didn't actually live in Nashville. I was about like 20 minutes outside of it.
Mm.
And, you know, most of the guys, they didn't go down there every weekend or like during the week, especially. So I'd go to these like random, Exit Inn is one of the bars. They've actually had a bunch of pretty like popular musicians play there, but they had like this grimy open mic where like eight guys would go there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you could say whatever you want, but you kind of, when you're in the army, you look like the stereotypical soldier. You can't really hide it. So you kind of got to play it safe. But just going up there and getting fucking booed off of, not even a stage, you're just on the ground at the same level of people. It's definitely eye-opening. Yeah,
they were booing you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been booed here before.
You were bombing.
Yeah. So are you trying to introduce the booze to this podcast? Boo. Is that like, all right.
I would have to say a booze, but definitely people not thinking what I had to say was even remotely funny, just unresponsive. And I've had that here in Cleveland, just trying to go, I guess.
Booze, straight booze.
A little too far over the boundary.
No, really.
Not booze, just not being receptive towards
it. Oh, yeah.
How long have you been doing it locally now?
I would say trying to be like going up regularly the past 5 to 6 months. I mean, going to
it's
a lot
still
of the
pretty
open
fresh.
Months. Yeah, yeah, for the most part.
What are your goals right now then?
Don't really have any, honestly. I'm not like, you know, trying to.
I mean, are you continuing to go up a couple times a week?
Yeah, I actually just put in for the Cleveland Comedy Open. Mm-hmm. They just announced the finalists for the fourth round.
Yeah, did
the
you make it? Time.
I'm not sure. They haven't announced the fifth time around yet. So.
Let's say, I think Ray Roberts went and did that. Your he sponsor did. For
Roy Rabbit?
Roy Rabbit, yes. Roy he Rabbits. Sure did. Who?
Did that, Roy Rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Who?
Who is, yeah, the Cleveland Comedy Open.
Who's that guy?
Sounds like I'm doing some shit.
No. Roy Roberts.
Roy Roberts, yeah.
But Mitch is here.
Mitch is doing the funny thing.
Not Roy Rabbits.
Go ahead, Monty. You're going to ask a question.
What if you, let's say next year you win a Cleveland Comedy Award and you and the Doc have to go up on stage? How do you think the Doc would react to that?
I mean, considering where he was at before we started doing it, I think he'd be down. What's going on? Calling plays?
I'm sorry.
Do you want one of my beers or am I even?
Yeah, I want one of your beers. All right. Thank you.
There, I've said for 5 years that I hate like hand signals. Just say it out loud.
Usually,
when you call it out, it's but, like something that like.
I don't know what Bob was doing.
This time it kind of didn't. Really
Bob
matter.
Just said like two.
This
like,
time
I'm really
bird
yeah,
chirps
I'll
and then
say,
like
I was really
like
bad
a over the shoulder
it.
And then he did a fucking. Rock sign.
Are his
and
eyes
I didn't
open?
Know what those meant.
Yeah, I was doing some like third base umpire fucking shit to him, like third base coach shit. I was like, I twirled around my ear
Mitch
a couple
did,
times. I tapped my shoulder twice.
Well,
I stepped
all,
the top of my
star.
Head once. I did a fucking hump motion in
Hall
the air.
Hall of Famer Mitch.
And then,
but yeah, it was funny though that I was gonna let it go and not call it out this time for the first time ever, and then Mitch called it out, so it was perfect. Cat. This cat keeps running on the keyboard and popping stuff up on
what
my screen.
What was the inspiration between or behind
Thank
Luis
you.
Lopez?
What do you mean, his name?
Yes. No, the cat itself.
Breeding it to and bringing it. It's inception of life.
I thought you let the one get pregnant.
Why do you think God created cats? Specifically Luis Lopez.
I told this story on the podcast already, but had three kittens and they were little explorers, and so I had Lewis and Clark, and then the other one was called River Phoenix from the 80s movie Explorers, and then Lewis quickly became Luis Lopez, man, what up, man? Hey, Luis Lopez.
Raw. Slim, how you doing over there, buddy?
Great, how are you?
When's your album dropping?
What would have been really sick is if you would have named, like, Scotty after the writer of Explorers and Salem after the director of Explorers, and then they would have fucked and had kids, and then
wow.
You would have named
oh God,
after
he's knocking the jewel
after people
off.
For, in the movie. That would have been really
talk
sick.
About a time hop yeah. Hop
you would have had a plan ahead on that one.
Family.
I'm gonna name all these fucking cats babies
the
after the
Explorers
because they're gonna Jesus. Explore a lot.
That candle's going down next.
Oh, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
This cat knocks everything off the
Better
table.
Take off your sweater.
That's why I'm glad I'm down to
but
one.
But he won't fucking fight Ron Simmons, dude. I've been trying.
He did. He did one of the leg
once.
Sweep.
He did a single leg takedown once. Uh-huh. Didn't even pin him.
Now, so let's talk about the podcast. Like, you just decided you're going to buy podcast equipment and start recording?
After I lost 14 episodes, yeah.
After you lost 14 episodes.
Yeah.
So how did that happen? How do you lose 14 before you buy podcasts?
You were just doing it on your phone before that?
No, after the phone was just the first one, then okay. I just started it on my laptop, but nothing is
like
compatible
a laptop,
to
Mike.
A Chromebook. So then I bought a relatively, I don't know, it was like a $100 microphone. Didn't realize it was a condenser because I didn't know what the fuck a condenser mic was. So
yeah.
Then I had to buy a phantom power source.
Buy a phantom power.
Buy all these fucking crazy cords because nothing plugs into a Chromebook. And, and then I was doing it off of Soundtrap, which is a shitty web-based way
yeah,
to you
like
know,
a
edit podcasts.
Recorder, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then I just decided to spend not that much money and get the Zoom recorder and having any
which is a beautiful little
yet.
Recorder
yeah it's nice
and you just save directly to the Zoom
yeah with the SD card and then I put in my laptop and then go in and
because
I'm sorry
I was gonna say Zoom will plug into a computer and work like a interface also doesn't it.
Yeah, I haven't got to that YouTube video yet. I've been... at least like once a week, I try and figure something else out.
But, well, how did you figure out how to run three mics when we recorded?
I had one splitter, but I forgot it. So I plugged it into the computer and then just added the track onto it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I had one on the nice. Laptop and the other. But
that's what's up, though, because that's the same with us. When we started, we had, I think, two microphones.
One.
One?
Did we run two?
I think we had two.
I think you guys always said you had one in the center of the room.
No, we had one, and then we went to two after we lost the Jeff Horton episode, and I got that other mixer.
Okay. Yeah, like every like week we would upgrade just a little bit.
Yeah.
Until finally we were at the point where we didn't need to.
We had like a interface and then just one microphone working off that and then that thing fucking we lost 20 minutes so then we bought something new.
20 minutes. I lost 14 fucking episodes because how ambitious I am.
How many votes was that?
That would be frustrating.
Yeah. Our upgrade at first.
I would have stopped after two. I would have been like, nope, podcasting's not for me.
This one wasn't that good. I talked about this. I didn't want to say it.
You would sit there and record 14. You recorded 14 full episodes, different days.
The good thing was that...
You tried 14 times?
Yeah, they were at least consecutive when we were doing it, so there wasn't too much of a time gap in between. But, again... If I had to go back, I would start doing it.
That's some dedication.
For real, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
It's a good product.
It's going to amount to fucking nothing.
Now, was it you were like, my fans, they really need to hear me. I'm going to, even though I lost 14 of these.
Your Instagram has a shit ton of followers, though.
That was the 15th one.
I mean, no.
Yeah, it does.
1,400.
Podcast one?
Yeah.
There's not 1,400. There's
on yours
200 something.
You have 1,400 followers on Instagram?
On his?
No.
For Mitch Ochondria?
I swear you do.
Oh, mine? There's I don't know.
You're not
700 or something?
Sure. Jeez.
You're
comedy ready. You're ready to promote.
Wow.
Hey,
this is big time over here.
Doing this stand-up.
There you go. Baseball star, pot add up to an Instagram celeb.
The MLBA.
Dude's bio is fucking long as hell.
Just stacking the resume here on the...
Huh?
United him yet? You're a king.
That's
King Manti.
That's Lord Zofkington.
Okay, I can take that.
God, you're at 758.
Okay.
Yeah, damn. Super popping. So, what's your secret,
boys?
What's
your secret
getting Instagram followers?
Not even close.
Probably
none. It's private. I just.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know.
I think that might help because people if it's not private, they can just go look at your profile and then not follow
you. Makes you inquisitive.
Yeah, exactly.
Are gonna make it unprivate.
No.
Hell no.
Once you start doing comedy, people are going to want to know.
Then I would have something else. I mean, that's,
that's what I mean. You're in the regular stand-up scene.
That's where
now.
Mitch Tyler comes
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Yeah. Mitchell Tyler.
Mitchell Tyler. When they said that shit, I was like,
taking pictures in that sweater. That's it.
Yeah, that's the guy who's like, the beach is that way, bro.
That's Mitchell. That's Mitchell.
That is definitely that guy.
Buy my new trendy chill beats to listen to when you're studying album.
Try to study. Listen to my podcast.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you say you had coming up? You were here to promote.
It's great to relax. Too.
You had a show, or
you're just making shit up now.
About that, Monty asked you earlier, and you were like, "Actually, yeah, I have some stuff to promote."
Oh, no, I was talking about my buddy. He's coming out with a.
Your buddy's doing things. Then.
Yeah. Good
for him.
Good dude.
You're doing nothing. Why are you here?
No. What's he got coming? Yeah. Where's your buddy?
What's your buddy? Can you bring your buddy? Are you fucking? Suck.
How many Instagram followers to see it?
We haven't even been recording this last time. Your headphones are the only ones that are on.
I think we lost this episode.
You're screaming.
First episode. 266 episodes.
Wow. I don't know what happened, man. I
lost.
Good thing I haven't recorded the entire time. My backpack. This is perfect.
There's been plenty of times I forgot to turn people's microphones on and dumb shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely. Not one of those times. I can see it. You're fine.
Yeah, everybody recorded today.
There's been plenty of times where this shit's been lost, but it's been like 2 minutes, like one or two minutes, and then we try to like
up in the middle.
Yeah, and then we'll come back in and start recording. We'll try to recreate what just happened, and it'll go awful.
I mean, my 14 aren't,
but it'll be fun
full
for
episodes. Like it'd be like 40 or like 20, but if it's like a 40-minute episode,
and then what would happen? It would just stop in the middle of it, or you would realize you didn't record anything.
It would be recording. It would just using that shitty sound trap. Mm. If you don't save it frequently, then there's a chance that it'll just on its own just stop recording.
It's gonna watch control.
And it's like every 15 minutes. I don't want to take a I don't want to take a fucking break every 15 minutes to do it. You know, an hour, 2 hour podcast. So I just roll the dice every time. Thankfully, it wasn't with. When people were guests or anything like that. So
I was just fucking about to say we be out here. Jeez. Before we head out, podcast.
Mitch, what's your favorite podcast moment ever? Your dad walking in on the 420 special or Lieutenant Dan throwing up?
Definitely when my dad came down on the 420 episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened there?
I had one of my buddies came from Columbus and then the doc, and we just got, you know, we were smoking blunts of bong, and I forgot earlier in that day, I told my dad, like, yeah, stop over. I don't know what he had to grab. So I text my wife.
Grab
like,
the shovel.
Like, make sure my dad does not fucking come downstairs. And he opened the front door. You could smell it, obviously. Yeah. So while recording, he just comes down here, and it's smoky as shit, and he's just like, you know, you're a fucking loser, stoner, basically. But it was
and
just,
you're talking into a microphone in your basement.
Yeah, right, yeah. With like a like, fucking is this Buddha what I with like a weird like crystal or something. Like, Jesus Christ. Hey, baseball star, remember when you had everything? You know, remember these fucking jeans and these fucking skills that I gave you at birth? Way to ruin it smoking weed. Talking to my 300 people listening to your shit, you fucking moron. You get invited to a podcast. I don't even know who the fuck you are. Shit.
The best part of that though was when you said you tried hiding the bong.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's. I mean, it's. It looks like you have one of those fucking smoke machines. And as he's coming down, I'm like, oh, better put the bong off the coffee table. I'm like, what? He's like, I look down. I'm like hiding the bong. I, like, put the ashtray down. Like, he has no idea what's
always
going on.
I think you have smoke, but that reminds me of like the time I had a party at my house the first time. And I was laying at the bottom of my stair set, like on the stairs upside down. My mom opened the stairs and was just like, are you drinking down there? And I yelled like full volume at her, like, no! No, I'm not fucking drinking!
That's not what I'm doing.
Whoa.
That's like, no, I didn't go that hard. But I thought, like, no!
You sounded like the typical like mad white kid, like, fuck you, mom, you stupid cunt! I'll fucking hate you, get out of my room!
Because of the divorce!
I'm not drinking, I just want a Pepsi!
The fucking internet's slow again! Jesus Christ! God!
Oh, fuck.
Did you leave my RuneScape? Come on!
I'm not drunk, I'm just acting out.
Hey, RuneScape is on mobile now.
But my parents support us, it's getting so hard.
But there
right
was
now
like eight of
boo
us.
Dude, boo smoke, Slim, yeah. Sorry.
Why? Because of RuneScape?
He just like pops up in the middle of that conversation and goes, RuneScape's on mobile.
I'm trying to play, yo. Hit me up.
Slim is definitely leading the league in booze this year.
And RuneScape coins or gems, whatever the fuck you collect.
Fuck off.
Damn it.
So you've been, you.
Yeah, well, act like this is an interview. Come on, everything. Hey, whatever. Yeah, come on. Feed me your fucking penis like your circus animal. Yeah.
So we got pizza for you,
dumb idiot.
Yeah. Holly, want a cracker?
I'm excited to hear the episode with Slim and Monty.
It's bad.
And it's coming out. It's
Slim definitely got. I mean, he's fucked up right now.
Now, Monty, but you were on the podcast before that, right?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you guys link up?
That me and Mitch work together.
Okay.
Well,
at Aflac? No, sorry.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Sorry. Whoa.
Don't
blow up my spot like that.
No, Mitch, will you explain what you do? Because Monty told me you make a lot of money.
I wish. I'm a broker, insurance broker.
Okay, gotcha.
I just don't fuck a duck all day and worship it. I worship all the other places that offer money. But no,
So you sell multiple different companies, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what a broker is. I don't know how a broker goes. Mine's trying to explain
to
you guys.
Drugs. Yeah, I've got a couple DUIs. What else do you want to get? you want my fucking national producer number?
Shit. What is that?
So,
you should know.
Monty,
he failed that test. Sorry.
Monty will be trying to sell some people some accident insurance.
Yeah, that's
and then
right.
He calls you.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah,
and then you guys were talking about
yeah, exactly.
You're talking about a deal, and then you go, hey, I have a podcast. or were you kind of like, hey, I really like your voice. Do you have a podcast?
No,
like,
no.
Actually, yeah.
No.
this is how it started.
Hey, because, thank you for coming in. Oh, before you head out.
No.
Check out before you head out.
Sean, don't support that.
I like that. That was good. Cheer. Yeah.
That's what the fucking bell is.
It raises
oh, yeah, I forgot. That's what
no,
we got.
And then it raises boo. That's better. That's better than the...
No, but...
Anyway, yeah.
The way we found that out is because, like, when you your first day at Aflac, they're like, stand up and tell everybody
at
your name.
Accident Insurance R Us.
You mean. Yeah, that's what I meant. R Us. And they're like, yeah, tell us something that you like doing.
You guys at Toys R Us can't sell toys anymore.
So. Yeah, yeah. Oh, did you hear they're coming back?
Who? What? Accident Insurance R Us? Or no,
Toys R Us. Yeah, they're making the comeback.
Dude, they haven't officially sold the bankruptcy. So strong, bro.
They're just like, what do you do? I was like, oh, my name's Andrew, and I think I can be successful here, and I have a podcast, I guess. And then Mitch was like, oh, dude, that's cool. I have a podcast.
I'm going to be very successful by doing
That's how nothing. That went. You literally like were that. Like, you were like,
you
I have a podcast.
Yeah, like while I was standing
podcast
up.
Podcast in your interview?
Yes.
Whoa.
Technically, dude, I would never have done that.
As my introduction to
Do you
everybody.
Know what we talk about?
I kinda did though.
It's all about smoking weed
in
and shit.
My
That's your accommodation?
Jobs, I yeah. Would be like,
I heard you took on the country of Chechnya and shit on your podcast.
I challenged an entire country.
So like and then you're promoting it in job
and
interviews.
I said those views aren't supported by 8MMA nor the that's what the meaning.
Okay, I was a little bit drunk that night. I challenged the entire country. All I want is just one person from that country to see me with these hands. That's all.
is Steven Seagal from Chechnya?
He does got like the wild Chechnyan goatee.
Yeah, who is it? Does.
So
Zubai, I gotta have every.
And then you
I'm tell the story, please.
Okay,
I gotta have this every Tuesday this off, right, for this podcast.
Yeah,
and so I try. Honestly, I work with a lot of high school kids.
Yeah. Okay,
and I try honestly. To not bring it up too much.
Yeah, that you're a 30-year-old
like,
white
oh,
guy
why
that
can't
talks
Bob
in
work on Tuesday nights. Oh, he does a podcast, and so like so people will come up and ask me about it.
Yeah,
and so there's this kid that works for us who, like, I think he's 17. He might be 18. Mm. Either way, he's still in high school.
Yeah, and he listens. What's up, man?
He came up to us. Yeah, what's up? What's up, Lee? He came up to
dreams
me the
other
can day.
Come true, man.
Dude, he was just like,
see that?
And he was just like, me. At work, dude. I'm just like, at work, working with this guy. He's like, I don't see why people got such a problem with eating ass. And I was like, what? I was like, what?
Why
he's like, oh,
ass?
On your podcast, what you guys, I was like, oh, yeah, we were. Yeah, oh
we were
shit.
Talking
fuck.
About
what? We were
ass.
Talking about eating ass.
It's like sex ed. I mean,
yeah, but I was like,
no,
like
all
weird.
Of us.
It was
I
so
the
weird.
Ass
all of us were for it, though. Yeah, all
yeah.
of us were for
what?
It.
Yeah,
everyone at my work that's been there a while has shown the new people that I'm a rapper, and I'm just like,
yeah, no, everybody,
yeah,
everybody at my job's
like,
heard my rap album
like,
now.
I'm like,
it's like,
I don't think this guy is even old enough to be talking. Like, if I like, he can talk to me about that, but if I feel like if I'm like. If I say anything about eating ass to this kid, I might get in trouble.
Yes, Bob, it's good.
So I don't.
He's 14. He
but he's
know
listening
him.
To my podcast.
He'll find out
he's
on
telling
his own.
The other day, he's like, hey, what do you think the boss would think of if I put your podcast on? And I was like, don't
oh,
do that.
Wow.
I was like, don't do
Bob,
that.
Bob, you told you, the
oh
wrong person.
God.
You told the wrong person.
That's my worst nightmare.
That was part of the reason why I didn't want...
I was
like to broadcast that I was even doing stand-up
yeah.
because it's you're just you know at the time I was just starting out with the insurance and it's like I don't want mm-hmm. the offset
oh,
chance someone you know, hears or whatever
yeah.
it is
yeah.
like
that's
but now you're like hey
Instagram
I can make money
yeah.
doing this you're
oh,
like
oh yeah
.
My boss is also well eventually I've been here for like a year and a half and I needed to fill in as a manager and because I have manager experience I didn't want to and I was like I made it clear I was like I'm only filling in. But so after that, like, all the bosses and owners started following me on everything. And I was like, oh, shit, what do? There's so many, like, pictures
private
on my Instagram
shit.
Of, I don't care. Yeah. I was just like, eventually,
care.
I was just like, I don't care. Honestly, I'll let them look at it. But if they do, I'm going to be like, you can't fire me over an Instagram post.
Literally.
Can't fire me. I'm already fired.
Ooh, I
can't
quit.
Fire me.
I fired
quit.
Myself. Yeah,
yeah,
I quit. That's the go-to.
Mm.
They can't fire me because I'm only like one of two people. That
What's the coolest way you guys have ever quit a job? Anybody?
Well,
anybody quit a job?
When I was,
when
I was
boss,
like,
he was a lazy piece of shit, and we got in a fucking argument, and we almost fist fought, and
oh,
then,
that's sick.
And then I left.
Someone OD'd in the bathroom, and then
oh fuck.
So, I think mine worst was just not hitting him back. Just like, hey, can you work this day? I was like, no, I can't. Like, oh, well, what about this weekend? It's like, nah, I can't. I never hit me back. That was it.
Meant, like, literally, like, he punched you and you just, like, quivered in the corner and then left.
100% no. If my boss is hitting me, I'm throwing hands. Like, no.
When I quit doing landscaping.
Like, I'm already getting quit anyway. You could say I hit you, but no, I'm throwing hands.
When I quit doing landscaping, it wasn't, like, a super intense quit. I was just like, hey, I quit, and that was it. But, like, the result of it was crazy because I worked for this lawyer who owned his own law firm, and he had so much influence and money that he was like, if anybody works with this guy ever again, I won't let you work for me. And so now nobody in landscaping fucks with me. Damn. It's fucked.
I just was leaning on my phone. Like, I was leaning on it, like, randomly like this. And then when I looked down at it, my Siri was open and it just said, I hate you. I showed Slim for proof. Like, look how shocked he is. Like,
I'm still shocked.
Like, I don't know how that happened.
Who's listening down on me? Grandpa, I'm sorry. I'm just talking shit.
It's Lieutenant Dan.
Patriot Act right there.
It's Lieutenant Dan.
I'm still in shock.
It just said, I hate you.
Sometimes Siri will do this, like,
what?
You know.
Like, what? What does that mean?
You know, you can do, like, hey,
where'd
Siri.
Where'd it come from?
Hey, Siri.
Stop.
You know, you can do that. Sometimes, like, I'll say, all right, look, my phone is blank and I'm not touching anything. Are you serious? Are you serious?
Okay.
Where's the cricket sound?
Yeah.
Boo! Are you serious?
Anyway, so the craziest way I quit at my job.
yes.
Not that great. In college, I had a giant fucking cast in my hand after I broke it, and I was working at this Italian restaurant. Hated it. Just left about 3 weeks into one of my first shifts. Took the apron off, just said, keep my tips, don't contact me. Went home, never heard from him ever again. And that was about it. I rushed through that one. I burnt the shit out of my hand because I couldn't. You had to carry the plates, and you know, you couldn't use trays on it.
Right.
Some fancy, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And I only had one hand because the other one was in this giant puffy sling, and they were still like, "No, you're gonna serve because we own you, basically." Fuck. Yeah, and I was burning the fuck out of my hands, and went to try and rest one on my thigh, and just spilled in front of everybody. It's like my fourth shift. I was like a table of 14 people, and they looked at me like, "What? What is wrong with you?" I was like, that's it, I'm done.
Hey, a little bit, just to make my story a little bit better, after I quit, they closed a week later because they didn't have enough employees.
Good. Fuck them, then.
The best way I quit my job, I used to do roadside, like, emergency shit, and they were always late on giving me my paycheck. So the one morning I showed up, and the dispatcher sitting there, and he's the owner's cousin. I was like, dude, go unlock his door right now. I know my check's sitting on the fucking table. Go get my check right now, or I will leave.
Do you have a gun in your hand?
I am King Monty.
To his head. And he was like, I can't. Only he can give it to you. I was like, all right, man. So I went about my day, and then finally I heard the owner is in the office. And at that time, there was a lady stranded on the highway, needed a tire change. I said, fuck that. I drove straight to the office.
So you left the lady by herself to...
Stranded on the highway.
Left a damsel in distress.
Very chivalrous of you, King Monty.
Yep. I walked in. I said...
Tied to the train tracks.
I said, where's my check? He was like, don't you have a call? I was like, yeah, give me my check and I'll go do it. As soon as he handed me my check, I fucking bounced.
You'll probably get the black plague.
You mobile deposit that shit real quick, though?
Oh,
you make sure that thing clears.
Oh,
yeah.
I made sure I had my check, and I stole a bunch of equipment. Shout out to them.
Stole equipment.
Nice.
Yeah. If you ever need your car open, if you ever lock your keys in there, hit Monty up.
Call you.
I gotcha.
Nice to know.
Yeah, that is nice to know because I fucking canceled my roadside assistance.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, good. So yeah, let's talk. Before we head out, where do we find before we head out?
Everything, iTunes, Spotify, Google. Whatever their thing is. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts. All over the place. Gazoogle. Yeah. Yeah. Before we head... I was trying to ebonics that one. Before we out you. There, that's what it is. Yeah, we out your podcast. Yeah.
On Stitcher.
Yeah. Yeah. We're on pretty much everything.
There. What's the one? Podbean?
Podbean. Yeah. Podbean.
Podbean's like a host, but they do have their own app.
Yeah. I stopped using that one. I use Anchor because it's free and fucking cheap.
We used to be on Podbean, and now I refuse to have our podcast on there. But it's funny because like a couple of the other podcasts from our network are like on their app. And I'm like, those fucking bitches.
Fuck Podbean. When they just told me, I was already paying for, yeah, I already went off on Podbean like 20 minutes before.
I hate that fucking company.
They don't tell you when you fucking pay for whatever, the monthly subscription. They say, oh, you've reached the amount of storage, blah, blah, blah. Then the next price is half your paycheck. It's okay every month. Not doing it. Podbean's it's free.
Grimy.
Anchor, baby.
And 96 bucks a year or some shit like that.
Damn.
Shout out to the doc again. I just love the doc, man. The
Doc's good people.
DLC.
He is. He's got that 5'5".
More people know who the doc is than me.
He has more Instagram followers than you?
No. Bro, what are we doing?
Let's not get crazy.
Dick measuring contest? Jeez.
Let's not get wild now. Go on.
Well.
And you don't have any comedic performances in the works right now? Other than the Cleveland?
Yeah, we need to find the dates for that when I'm going up. And then outside of that, just open mics in Cleveland. Duck Island Club is the best on Thursdays.
Duck Island Club.
Yeah, the tell-all open
mic
there.
Much like an accident.
Exactly. It's the Affleck-endorsed Duck Island Club. If you want some Affleck, go to Monty. He's your boy.
I gotcha.
Promo code BHOO 420.
What a great place to kill two birds. Two ducks.
Literally,
two
baby.
Badach.
Fire.
I meant to say ducks and I said birds.
Then where can we find you? I know your Instagram is private. You don't want people to find you. But
I don't
Mitch
give a
Tyler.
Fuck. Well, I'm out here now. I'm out here. So on Instagram, MitchoChondria_. I'm a bio nerd, so.
Like a mitochondria, like a cell.
Powerhouse
like
of the cell, baby.
Living organism.
Are you a licensed biologist, basically?
I mean, I have my bachelor's in biology. I don't know if that makes me licensed.
Wow. So that's why you talk about dicks so much.
Yeah, you're mad.
Well, I studied animals, but the dicks just kind of, it's like I freelance the dicks. Yeah, okay.
Freelance dicker.
I have two axolotls. Do you know about that?
Axolotls. It's a type of reptile.
Yeah,
right?
Kind
of. Yeah. Yeah, what's up, bro? You might know you're MMA, dude, but I got fucking
axolotls on deck.
Let's talk phylogenetic trees, motherfucker.
So you're way into the Galapagos Islands.
I'm all about that shit. Charles Darwin, dude. Yeah. Descent with modification. Come on. Oh, man, you fuck off. We out all here, dog.
Your boy.
Yeah, I'm just going to do a fucking bio podcast.
That's what you should have done.
Should
I get too high and talk about fucking cats for the entire time?
Before we biology out.
What was
the disease you were talking about podcast with Monty on?
Toxoplasmosis.
I saw a snake.
And that's from girl cats or guy?
It's from cats.
Sean, are you hip to toxoplasmosis?
No, but I probably have it.
You're probably a toxoplasmosinite. Fuck that.
Plasmanite.
Plasmanite.
He's a zombie?
Yeah.
Sean is a zombie?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a plasmanite. Like
the cats have him now.
Like, Sean, do you find yourself taking more risks than necessary?
No.
You feel like you have eight more lives.
Do I have eight more lives?
Yeah.
Maybe because there's so many cats. He's just...
He's what
immune?
Is this? What is
yeah,
it?
He's, it might be immune.
He's running Lieutenant Dan? Wow.
What is it?
No.
I live in this house with these cats.
Yeah, you explain it.
Yeah, Bobby, does Bobby
I'm worried.
It? It's basically from like their piss and shit and like handling it. And
yeah, I touch it every day.
Yeah, I eat it. It's... I was going to... Thank God I did not go where I was about to go. It was going to involve the Sandy Pelican.
That would have been fire.
Oh, no.
Let's say I take the shit out of the cat litter. Yeah, freeze it, make it nice and hard, and then
use it.
Nice. That's like
the old
too.
Alaskan pelican.
There's a whole
pipeline. There's a whole
bag of it outside my door right now.
The Alaskan pelican. I like it.
The Alaskan pelican. There we go.
That's sick. That's a good little combo.
The Alaskan pelican.
Alaskan Pelicat. Wow. Now we're just getting
Urban Alaskan Dictionary, where are you at?
Can that be the name of this episode?
Alaskan Pelicat. Beautiful.
Featuring Mitchard Tyler. Gondria Zafka.
On the cruddy forecast network.
On the We Outta Here podcast.
We Outta Here. This just went off the rails in the first 5 minutes. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're on the rest of the 45 minutes. So, Mitch, you're...
Yeah, 50 minutes.
And then you hit up open mics when...
Whenever it fits the schedule. I'm a, you know,
you're not like on, you're not on a thing where like every Wednesday you're out at this place.
No, no. What I try to go at least like once a week. I'm not also, you know, I'm kind of lazy, and when I'm home, it's like I hit the vape pen a couple times.
Do you
sink in the chair?
Do you do like more like writing jokes, or do you do just more like current shit that you just go off?
Depends. Like right now, I've been spending most of the time writing for the comedy open in Cleveland. So that's been like the main focus. But most of the open mics is just shit that I've thought was funny. I really haven't wrote down anything except for what I'm doing right now. Most of it's kind of you know, stuff that's already fresh, and then you get up there and you fuck it up a couple times, and then after you know, you kind of you get the flow for it. So and there's a lot of times where people are just not receptive to it, but you know, that comes with it.
Awesome. I'm interested to hear it. I'm a huge fan of the podcast.
Oh, there you go. He got it. He got it.
Slim told me he went to the show in Cleveland, and he said that you were one of the funniest people there that day.
Thank you.
So
if you go on my Reddit, you can see a little clip from that.
I actually have the full video on my phone.
See, that's I asked Slim if there was any footage, and he was like, "I don't think so."
Yeah, the full Monty video. Has it. I've got like a little clip.
I tried to do research, but I typed in Mitch Zofka into social media and got nothing.
Yeah, you might get like
Mitochondria.
Yeah.
and then I asked Slim if there was any footage, and he said no. I was like, all right.
Under the radar.
Good job,
baby.
Slim.
I typed in Mitch Zofka into YouTube, and there was just like a video from 2012 at a batting cages. I don't know. Is that actually you?
That's me.
That's you.
Sweet
swinging lefty.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's smooth, sweet swinging.
I should have known when you said you were a baseball star. I should have put two. That was him in the video.
Yeah.
Damn, shot.
Yeah, I dropped the ball on that one.
Training for the MLBA.
It'll be a baseball association.
So you don't have any comedy on YouTube, but you definitely got that swing.
I got that fucking sweet crack of the bat, baby.
That cages your
audio. Go to my Reddit. It's Mitochondria. Mitochondria 7 on Reddit. There's some shit up there.
Mitochondria 7.
Yeah. Same as my Instagram, except for no underscore.
I've never been on Reddit.
That's fire, dude.
I know. Yeah. I know. Like most of the memes that are like popular come from Reddit.
Fire for the memes.
It's cool. They got like a cool like stand up thing where there's shitty people like me that put up their videos. And hope that people
we got a fucking show. No. where are we? The cat fucked everything up. He jumped from my lap right on the space bar.
I think Paige is pissed.
But somehow he also changed the sample rate of the episode, and I have no idea how he did that.
Okay. Whoa.
So I'm going to have to convert all the files to a different sample rate.
Control whatever key hit.
Yeah. Or I can... Hit. What, you mean Control Z it? Yeah. But no, I'm recording right now.
Control whatever he hit.
Control whatever he hit. I think you're better off with a hand signal. Let's back to that.
Fuck.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
It was fun.
Yeah, hopefully... You know, nothing progresses from this, and I'm still a nobody. So,
thanks,
guys.
I think you're going to be a celebrity. Well, I think you have it in you.
I appreciate
you
that.
You have the Instagram looks.
Thank you.
Even though I can't see it because it's private, but
I can't see it.
The next Joe Rogan.
I have a picture with a raccoon mask on, just totally incognito. So if you see that, that's. That's me. The next picture is my dick.
You have you have a smooth voice for podcasting. That's why Monty, he was like, "You do a pod. I like your voice, man."
Yeah, that's how it started.
No, hold up. Let me get back to that story real quick before we go. Now
before we head out,
you said this in front of everybody. Were you in this meeting? Like, how the fuck did that translate to him?
When I very first met Mitch too, I thought he was my manager because he just kind of looks like a manager.
But he's
whatever.
Just some dude. That
yeah,
does
he just works with me. Right?
You're independent like style.
Well, see, Mitch started Mitch started out a little bit committed, like to the whole Aflac thing, and then he's like, you know what? I'm going to make more money. He's like, I'm going to make more money. Uh-huh. So he went and did his own thing, which is cool. Good for Mitch. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
just
we're
always doing my own thing, dude. Uh-huh. Toxoplasmosis, you tend to make very rash decisions.
Yeah, sure.
So. And then, but so you were just like, hey, I do a podcast. Like you're the host. Because the cat unplugged everything, so now we need an ending to the podcast. He's got...
Have a good day, isn't that what it is?
Let's have a good day, yeah. That's our catchphrase, yeah. But I figured you'd do something cool.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. So
go ahead.
Freestyle on that.
Yeah.
Boo! Boo! The stage fright sinks in.
Boo! Alright, let's have a good day then.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.